At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
It is peak flu season in our region, and here to talk with me about that is Dr. Kathy Moffitt from WVU Medicine. And Dr. Moffitt, what are we seeing right now when it comes to influenza?
We're seeing high fevers, we're seeing pneumonia, we're seeing people just feeling horrible with body aches, headaches, congestion, cough, fever. Maybe not bad enough to be hospitalized, but bad enough to stay home from work or school.
If you're not feeling well, if you have those symptoms, if you've been diagnosed, don't go to school, don't go to work, stay home and get better, right?
Right, stay home. Don't infect other people, because you're not helping yourself. You might get worse, and you're certainly not helping others by exposing them.
What are some other sort of best practices? What should people be doing to try and maybe reduce their chances of catching the flu?
The first one is get a flu shot. It's not too late to get a flu shot, and we have circulating flu B right now. Even people who've had flu B, we might have happened what happened last year, and we had two peaks. We had A, and then we had B. We hope we don't have a peak of A later in this season, but it's not too late to get a flu shot.
Also, I'm guessing you're going to say, wash your hands.
Yep. Wash your hands. Touching things, coughing, sneezing, people are near you. You go to eat lunch, wash your hands. Don't touch your hands and face. This is the way we get infections.
You mentioned A and B, and there are multiple strains of the virus. And right now you said we're seeing more of strain B. Some people may have heard, oh, I got my flu shot back in the fall or earlier this year, and it's not effective for the kind of flu that we're seeing right now. What advice do you have for those people?
Some people still will get a mild case of the flu, but having had a flu vaccine will keep them hopefully from getting a pneumonia and need to be hospitalized. So we can't be discouraged by that. We should be encouraged. I got the flu, but I got a milder case. So the vaccine did help. It isn't perfect. Yeah, we need better flu vaccines, but the ones we have are safe and actually do prevent a lot of disease.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.